It's Monday, and that means another episode of the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. My name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Associate Director of Marketing and Communications in the College of Engineering. And today I have three fantastic guests to discuss three types of advising in the College of Engineering. We've got your Engineering Student Services Advisor, Department Advisor, and Faculty Advisor. These are the folks that are here to support you during your time as a Berkeley Engineer. So let's begin our introductions with Lisa Pruitt. Lisa, can you tell us about yourself and your role in the College of Engineering?
Yes, thank you. Good morning. So my new role is the Associate Dean for Students, so I'll be meeting a number of you very shortly. So welcome to Cal. I am a professor of mechanical engineering and bioengineering. I've been on the faculty since 1993. My research area is medical devices for load-bearing applications. So essentially we make parts to fix shoulders, hips, knees, and spine. I teach courses on medical device design, polymer engineering, mechanical behavior materials, and my passions are leadership.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here today. And up next, we have Andrea Mejia Valencia. Why don't you tell us about yourself?
Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm an EECS undergraduate advisor. I've been in this room for almost 2 years, and I love working with EECS students, and I also meet with prospective students. And I do manage faculty advising, which is a really cool thing that we're going to be talking about.
Thank you so much for being here today. And we'll end our introductions with Joey Wong. Joey, what is your role in the College of Engineering and anything we should know about you?
Hi, yes, I'm Joey. I'm one of your ESS advisors. I've been in the college for about 4 years now. And before that, I've been on the Berkeley campus at least a decade before that. So I'm a Berkeley native and I'm a local. So if you have any questions about anything Berkeley, just let me know.
Thank you, and thank you again, everyone, for coming in today. One of the things that we get a lot of students asking about, because we have three different advisors for them to go to, is which advisor do I see when? How do I make this choice? So let's start with an overview of our ESS advisors with Joey. The ESS advisors are who the students have been working with, especially this month because of Golden Bear Advising. So they've gotten a little bit of an introduction to you. So can you tell us a little bit more about why students visit you, why they're contacting you?
Yeah, definitely. ESS advisors were broken down by major, and you're assigned an ESS advisor. Depending on your major and your alpha, we help identify strengths and challenges to develop your academic plan and allow you to achieve goals while also completing your degree requirements. Some of the things that you might come in to talk to us about would be any possible petitions for exceptions or substitutions. If you're considering a change of major or even a double major or a simultaneous degree with another major in another college, that's definitely something you want to come in and talk to a ESS advisor about. Any questions about policies or procedures, graduation or degree progress and things like that, we can definitely help you with. If you're interested or thinking about studying abroad during your time here, that's definitely something you can come in as well for. If any late actions, such as dropping courses late, come up, if you've missed any deadlines and things like that, the first stop would be to come in and let us know, and we can talk about possible options and go from there.
And if we have a student that some folks might already be thinking about changing majors, especially our first-year students as they're coming in, is there a timeline that you suggest, like, hold off on thinking about that right now, at least get through a first semester?
Yeah, so you know, no student can change their major during their first semester. At the very least, you need to complete at least one semester before you can start that petition process to change majors. So the first step would be to, come in and have an appointment with your ESS advisor, probably, towards the beginning in the fall or middle of the fall to let them know that, hey, you're unsure and you're thinking about or considering a change of major, and this is how you want to structure your, program plan and see how that fits.
And that's not for transfer students, though, right?
Correct. Transfer students do not have the option of changing majors.
Okay. Thank you so much. And Andrea, can you tell us a little bit more about how department advisors are there to support our students?
Yes. There's a lot of things we do. So one of them, it can be scheduling. So we have two people that manage scheduling on the EE side. Will be another EECS undergraduate advisor. Her name is Myra Rivera. And then in the CS classes, we have Cindy Connors, who is the one that manages all of that. So if you have any enrolling issues or anything related to scheduling, they'll be able to help We also have minors, so we have both the EECS minor and the CS minor, so we can talk to you about requirements, how the application process happens, and how to declare it. We also have an honors program. There's a lot of information on our website about all of this, but we can also talk to you about what the requirements are, the application process, and so on. We also work closely with students, groups in the major, so like EECS major, that's like we can talk to you about the classes and all that stuff. In addition to that, we have an external relations team in the department that offers info sessions with different companies. So if you're interested in finding an internship or just networking, that's something that we offer as well. Like I said, I organize faculty advising, so I am the one that does it every fall semester and spring semester, and that happens right before enrollment appointments begin. We can also talk to you about scheduling planning. So sometimes students want to plan their whole 4 years ahead. So we can definitely do that and know that there's like room for changes. But we can help you plan with that if you're thinking about studying abroad. So we can plan for a semester to make sure that you have enough time to do all that. And also we can talk to you about grad school. We have also grad advisors that we can refer you to, and also we do help you out with research if you want to talk about research and how to get started. That's something that you can meet us for.
And you were talking about a little of the minors, and if you have scheduling problems, is that something for scheduling problems? Do they need to be EECS students in order to give you a call if they've got questions? Mm-hmm.
So EECS students can definitely email us or come visit us in 205 Cory for EE scheduling. If you're in another major, so if you happen to be maybe mechanical engineering, our EECS classes, if they're lower division and upper division, we have specific seat reservations for our students and also the students in the letters and science, computer science major. So you don't get priority, for example, for upper division classes, only EECS students and LNSCS students get priority. Mm-hmm. So everybody else is going to be automatically waitlisted. So we're just going to tell you, you're just going to have to wait until the adjustment period begins, and that's when the waitlist starts being processed. But you can definitely reach out to us, but that's what the process we have.
Right, and just now, a reminder, how do they find out where those reserve caps are?
Yes, so you can go into classes.berkeley.edu and search for the classes, and then it will tell you specifically how many reserve seats are for each category. And if it's kind of unclear what those mean, you can also go to eecs.berkeley.edu and you can search getting into CS classes or getting into EE classes, and we have a page explaining the different breakdowns.
And we'll have those links on our welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu site to make sure it's easy for you to find them. And we talked a little bit about you being person in EECS that matches folks up with the faculty advisor. And I know each department handles it a little differently, but what does that process look like in EECS?
Yes. So every semester I help faculty, so I reach out to them and I help them schedule a one-hour group faculty advising sessions. So majority choose to do group advising, which is really cool. A few, maybe like less than a handful, choose to do like individual advising. And so students can like sign up for a specific time for those, but the majority, like I said, are group sessions, and those happen over 2 weeks. So it's usually the week before enrollment begins and the first week of enrollment, and that is going to be October for fall and April for spring semester.
Excellent. And why would you say students are typically matched, or how do they get matched with a faculty advisor?
Yeah, so the cool thing I think that we offer students is that they get to choose their faculty advisor based on like interest, let's say, or what area of research they're doing that the students are interested in. So the process to begin to sign up for faculty advising sessions begins like about 1 to 2 weeks before they begin, and like the students that have already participated before are able to roll over to their old advisor, mm-hmm. but they also have the option to like unselect that advisor and select a new one. And then the new students are able to sign up for sessions usually the Wednesday before they begin. And like I said, they can choose any available advisor based on their area of interest or research or any criteria that they want to. Maybe they're taking their class next semester, they're thinking about it, and so mm-hmm. they can sign up for that faculty session, but it is important that students know that it's first come, first serve. So maybe those faculty that are like more popular, let's say, might get, like their sessions might get filled really quickly. But yeah, students have that liberty to choose whoever they want to meet with.
And do you send them a notice of when, like reminders and things of when to sign
up? Yes. So really important to check your Berkeley email, because sometimes students miss when the system opens. So I open it like Wednesday at 10 a.m. and they're like, I missed it, I'm not in a session. It's like, please check your email. But you'll definitely know ahead of time. I'll send you emails about it.
Excellent. And that leads us to Lisa, one of our faculty advisors. So what should a student look for when matching with a faculty advisor, and why would a student visit with you?
Usually when students come to see us for faculty advising, they're looking for some specific information, some mentoring, some career, and sometimes even life guidance. They may seek information about specialty courses or elective courses that are aligning with their personal interests. If we have someone that is interested in biomechanics or biomaterials, they might reach out to me and I can guide them to the best courses in mechanical engineering, bioengineering, material science, EECS. They might come see us for research opportunities, not only in our lab, but depending on where they see their career trajectory, they may seek others that we collaborate with that we could guide them toward. And of course, establishing that key relationship with faculty when you're thinking about when you may need a letter of recommendation going forward, whether that's for an internship or for graduate school. I also have a lot of conversations about that graduate school path. What does that look like? What are my choices? What's the difference between a master's and a PhD? Why would I want one versus the other? And oftentimes, they want to know my path. How did I get where I'm at? And what are the options for them as they seek out their lives in an engineering path for themselves?
That personal story part of it.
That's
make
right.
it a little bit more real. And when you talk about trying to find these research opportunities and things that's not necessarily in your lab, do you have suggestions for them of how they could do maybe a little bit of research before they come to you?
So one thing I might suggest is they read a few papers, and then from there we can talk about faculty that they should seek out and see if they could visit their lab or maybe visit a research group meeting, learn a little bit more, and then speak to that faculty advisor in more depth about opportunities.
And what's the best way for them to maybe get to know more about faculty here on campus?
Find the office hours for the faculty you take courses with and for the faculty that are of interest to you because of maybe some personal story you think aligns with yours or because there's something in their research realm that resonates for you. And I have a lot of students that come to me in office hours that are not there because they're in my course. They're in there because they just have an interest in learning more about what I do.
And do you have ideas or suggestions for students when they come to your office hours to help start the conversation maybe? Or do you just have an open, just come in and we'll figure it out?
My personal path is that we have you come to a couple of group meetings and get a flavor of what we do in the lab and see if that resonates on a personal level for the individual students. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can go to faculty's websites, get a sense of what goes on in that lab. I think most students are a little nervous about knocking on the door and having that conversation. So office hours, we all offer a set of office hours each week. That's a time you could come and visit in person. You could reach out to the faculty by email and ask if there's a time that you could come and meet with them, or if there's a grad student or undergrad in their lab that they could speak with.
Oh, okay. And I know our big thing is use the faculty hours. They're there, they're for you, they're to support you. Don't be intimidated.
That's correct.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention our ESS peer advisor. So sometimes our students want to talk to another student and get their perspective on how to juggle classes and study effectively or manage their time. And our ESS peer advisors support our students by answering questions like how to drop a class or choose an elective. They can give you their personal story of what classes that they've enjoyed and what they got out of maybe student organizations. And so our peer advisors are here during this fall and spring semesters, Monday through Friday in 2:30 Bechtel from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So definitely starting in our fall semester, they'll be here the first day of classes. You can come and check with them. And we even have one of our peer advisors is still checking our emails over the summer. So if you wanted to send an email, you could send an email to essspeeradvisor@berkeley.edu. And again, I'll have that link on our welcome.berkeley.edu. And so to wind down our discussion a little bit today, Lisa, you talked a little bit about making an appointment with advisors. Is there anything else that you wanted to add about being a faculty advisor and what students should do?
I think most important is to make use of those office hours and reach out and meet your faculty and enjoy being a Cal.
I like that idea. Just enjoy being here. And Andrea, anything for department advisors?
Yes. The EECS advisors are located in 205 Corey Hall, and students and prospective students can schedule an in-person or a phone appointment with us at berkeleyeecs.ucanbook.me, or you can email us at eecs-advising@eecs.berkeley.edu.
And I'm going to add a link on our welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu of all the other email addresses for our department advisors for all the other departments that we've got to make sure that Andrea doesn't get every email.
Thanks.
And Joey, what do you want to wrap up with ESS advisors, how to make appointments and things along those lines?
I guess the best advice would be just to come in. I mean, we get students who come in their first semester and then we don't see them again until their last semester, which is totally fine. We're okay with that. But, we encourage and we want to meet you. And so we encourage you to come in even if there, might not be too many issues, just to establish that relationship so that we get to know you and you get to know us. Making an appointment is super easy. You just go to engineering.berkeley.edu, and under the Student Services tab, there's a big make an appointment with your advisor box that you just can't miss. What you don't do is you don't go through Cal Central to make an appointment with us. So just go to our website, engineering.berkeley.edu, and you'll get there.
All right, well, thank you again to Lisa, Andrea, and Joey for stopping by today and giving our students a better understanding of all these forms of advising and support that we have readily available for them. And thank you for tuning in to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you!